Chapter 2. Operation Help Mary Rose. I put on my jeans, a yellow t-shirt, a blue zip-up sweatshirt, and my running shoes. Since I never know which fairy tale we're going into, I have no clue what to wear. Will I need a bathing suit? Or a snowsuit? A snowsuit would totally have been useful in the Snow Queen. It was freezing. Tonight, I'm going with just a regular outfit and hoping for the best. I look around for my newish watch. I need to wear my watch when I go into fairy tales. It keeps track of the time back home in Smithville. Time in fairy tales passes differently. Sometimes a day in a fairy tale is an hour at home. Sometimes 2 hours in a fairy tale is 1 hour back home. We never know until we're there. I walk over to my jewelry box on my dresser. The box is decorated with drawings of fairy tale characters, like Snow White. But this Snow White is wearing my pajamas. That's because Jonah and I always mess up the fairy tales we enter. The characters on my jewelry box change to show what happens after Jonah and I return home. I smile at the princesses, open the box, and grab my watch. I ease open Jonah's door and gently shake him awake. "Come on, let's go through the mirror and see if we can help Mary Rose," I whisper. Prince jumps onto my brother's bed. Then he chomps down on the stuffed lion Jonah has had forever and starts shaking it like crazy. "Prince, no!" I grab the lion out of his mouth. Ew, it's all slobbery.
"Maybe we should leave Prince here as punishment," Jonah says, frowning at his mangled stuffed animal.
I snort laugh. As if that would work. He'll bark the whole time and wake Mom and Dad. He comes with us.
"Woof!"
Prince says, heading for the door.
"But what if Prince does something super bad in whatever fairy tale we end up in?"
Jonah asks, getting out of bed.
"Maybe we should wait until he stops acting up." Thud, thud, thud.
I hear paws racing down the stairs. Prince is already heading for the basement.
"We can't wait,"
I argue. "Okay, we could probably wait till tomorrow, but I really want to go now. When I find out that Penny won the readathon by reading one book, I'll feel less like a loser if I know I did something even more important than win a readathon, like help a cursed fairy." Jonah quickly puts on his favorite sweatpants, a blue t-shirt, and sneakers. Then we run downstairs. Prince is waiting for us at the door to the basement. I open it, and the three of us fly down the final steps. Right in front of us is the magic mirror. It's about twice the size of me. The outside is made of stone etched with drawings of little fairies and wands. The glass part is smooth. All of a sudden, I yawn a giant yawn. Jonah tilts his head.
"You sound tired."
I yawn again, but stop myself in the middle.
"I'm not tired. I'm fine."
"Okay, so maybe I've been up late reading a lot, but I'll be all right."
"Come on, Mary Rose is in trouble. Let's go."
I don't waste any more time. I knock once. There's the usual hissing sound. I knock a second time, and the room fills up with a purple haze. In the reflection, Prince's brown fur looks purple. So does Jonah's wavy dark hair and pale skin, and my curly dark hair and pale skin. "Get ready," I say, and knock a final time. Our purple reflections start to swirl, and Prince leaps straight through the mirror.
"Prince, wait!"
I cry. But does he wait? Nope. I grab Jonah's hand and we jump in. Going through the mirror never hurts. It feels like you're stepping through an open door. I'm expecting to land on grass. Most of the fairy tales we visit take place in a forest. I am often wiping grass and leaves off my clothes. So I'm kind of surprised when I land in the middle of a dirt road. Bonk! Ouch! Something just conked me on the side of the head. Maybe sometimes going through the mirror does hurt.